The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, June 20, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said that U.S. President Joe Biden does not have a Cuba policy of his own. On his Twitter account, the foreign minister wrote that the actions of the U.S. president towards Cuba break the promises made to U.S. citizens and Cubans living in Florida during his campaign for the presidency. In addition, they are not in line with what was stated in the Democratic electoral platform, he emphasized. Rodriguez pointed out that Biden is following in the footsteps of Donald Trump's administration by enforcing a policy of maximum pressure on Cuba aimed at causing harm and suffering to the Cuban people, preventing the development of our economy, and encouraging irregular emigration to the U.S., which harms the U.S. national interest. In May, the White House announced a group of limited Cuba measures that lift some of the more than 240 ones taken by Washington during the Trump era and that Biden has maintained since his accession to power in January 2021 to date. The Cuban government has assured that the recent measures are a first step in the right track, but are insufficient as long as the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade remain intact. Cuba reported this Monday 25 new positive cases of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, 15 medical discharges, and no deaths. The number of admitted patients is 257, of which 170 are suspected and 87 confirmed active, according to the daily report released by the Ministry of Public Health. To date, the recovery of nationals reached 1,097,103, that is 99.2% of all those confirmed, while of those admitted, all present stable clinical evolution. The lethality of the Caribbean island is 0.77%, well below the 1.18 in the world and 1.73 in the American continent, according to a comparison of the data specified by the Ministry of Public Health. A new project for food production in Cuba proposes to establish new models of knowledge management and technology transfer in agroecology, said its national coordinator, Nurka Puig. In an interview with Prensa Latina, the specialist from the Alejandro de Humboldt Institute for Fundamental Research in Tropical Agriculture commented that the initiative is the result of an alliance between the Ministry of Agriculture and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Sustainable agroecological models has funding from the European Union to develop and strengthen an integrated knowledge and management system in the agricultural sector, which includes innovative and agroecological aspects to increase food production in an environmentally sustainable manner. Its results will contribute to priority strategic access in Cuba's 2030 development plan and Cuba's territorial development policy based on the application of the results of science, technology, and innovation, achieving resilient and sustainable food systems. And in the international agenda, we have that governments, political and social leaders, and civil society organizations from all Latin America are celebrating the electoral victory of the historic pact in Colombia, which shows progressivism, peace, and continental integration. The election of Gustavo Petro and Francia Márquez as president and vice president of the country, respectively, marked a milestone in the history of this South American nation, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said in a message. The triumph can be the end of that curse and the dawn for that brotherly and dignified people. Congratulations, he wrote on his Twitter account. The historic PAC ticket won the election with more than 50% of the valid votes, a result that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro described as a reflection of the will of most of the people. Meanwhile, the Electoral Court of Panama set the preliminary ceilings for private financing of campaigns for the general elections in 2024. According to the report of the Electoral Court published in several media, the norms apply to candidates to freely nominated positions of popular election and those who do it in representation of the parties. Those aspiring to the presidency who have a maximum financing of $10 million, and in the case of the primaries of the political organizations and for the process of collection of signatures of independent candidates, it will be up to $3.3 million. In addition, the Electoral Court fixed in $300,000 the money that the candidates for deputy positions may receive in their campaign, and of these, $90,000 may be dedicated to electoral propaganda, a similar amount for all, regardless of the circuit they represent and their size. During the general campaign, or private money may be destined to the payment of propaganda for the presidential race. The funds for paid advertising must come from public financing, specified the highest electoral body. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.